So again and again, Happy New Year to all of you. In India, all good things are many. So in India you have at least 9 New Years, because people usually like New Years. Yeah, at least. Of course we know that there's this funny phenomenon that before the New Year, all the Hare Krishna. Interesting. Before the new year, all the psychotherapy cabinets are empty because everybody is filled with hope. A new year, new life, something good is coming. And then, after the new year, there's a spike in suicides. You know, new year has come, new life didn't. But India has successfully avoided this danger because there is 9 New Years, you know. There is Diwali in the autumn, right? Then Christmas, then New Year, then you have the Amavasya, New Moon, the Chinese New Year. Then you have the Purnima after that. Then you have the Vaishakha month Purnima, New Year. And then you have Gaur Purnima, Holi. So if, you know, if something didn't happen on one particular New Year, there's another one coming just around the corner. So no need to despair. So I first will read word for word. This is Adi Lila, chapter 7, verse 1. Agati, of the most fallen. Gati means goal or purpose, destination. So agati means those who have, like, no future. Eka, the only one. Gatim, destination. Natva, after offering obeisances. Hina, inferior. Artha, interest. Adhika, greater than that. Sadakam, who can render. Shri Chaitanya, unto Lord Shri Chaitanya. Likyate, is being written. Asya, of the Lord, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prema, love. Bhakti, devotional service. Vadanyata, magnanimity. It's a verse which can be translated in many ways. I will read the translation also before we chant the Sanskrit, so we know what we chant. Maybe somebody doesn't want to chant. You will think, no, I'm not fallen, so why should I chant this verse? Let me first offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the ultimate... Is it possible to reduce this echo? I feel like I'm in a stadium. Obeisances unto Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the ultimate goal of life for one who is, for one bereft of all possessions in this material world, and is the only meaning for one advancing in spiritual life. Thus let me write about his magnanimous contribution of devotional service in love of God. So let us chant. Agatyeka gatim natva, agatyeka gatim natva, agatyeka gatim natva, hinartadika sadakam, hinartadika sadakam, hinartadika sadakam, hinartadika sadakam, Shri Chaitanyam Likhyate Sya, Shri Chaitanyam Likhyate Sya, Shri Chaitanyam Likhyate Sya, Prema Bhakti Vadanyata, Prema Bhakti Vadanyata.
Speaking about society, friendship, and love. Prabhupada learned it in the school, so he quotes the society, friendship, and love. One thing is protected, not knowing that at the time of death, none of these can save him. The laws of material nature are so strong that none of our material possessions can save us from the cruel hands of death. In the Bhagavad Gita 13.9, it is stated, Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi Dukha Doshanu Darshanam. One who is actually advancing must always consider the four principles of miserable life, namely birth, death, old age, and disease. One cannot be saved from all these miseries unless he takes shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is therefore the only shelter for all conditioned souls. An intelligent person, therefore, does not put his faith in any material possessions, but completely takes shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Such a person is called akinchana, or one who does not possess anything in this material world. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is also known as akinchana gochara, for he can be achieved by a person who does not put his faith in material possessions. Anybody remembers where in the Bhagavatam this name is mentioned, akinchana gochara? Who speaks? Kunti, yes, Queen Kunti, that's prayers of Queen Kunti. Therefore, for the fully surrendered soul who has no material possessions on which to depend, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the only shelter. Everyone depends upon dharma, religiosity, artha, economic development, kama, sense gratification, and ultimately moksha, salvation. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, due to his magnanimous character, can give more than salvation. Therefore, in this verse, the words hinartadika sadakam indicate that although by material estimation salvation is of a quality superior to the inferior interests of religiosity, economic development, and sense gratification, above salvation there is the position of devotional service and transcendental love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the bestower of this great benediction. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Prema Pumarto Mahan, love of Godhead is the ultimate benediction for all human beings. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, therefore first offers his respectful obeisances unto Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu before describing his magnanimity in bestowing love of Godhead. Agatye kagatim natvahi nartadika sadakam shichatanyam likyate sya prema bhakti vadanyata.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is extremely merciful. Krishna is merciful. Krishna is the best friend of everybody. Already. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is even more merciful. For example, we know that Krishna says, surrender unto me, or one possible translation, take shelter in me. Mam eka, mam ekam sharanam. Gacha. And then I will protect you. I will protect you from all dangers, from all bad karma. Don't worry. Don't be afraid. I will protect, Krishna says. But he says, surrender. First approach me and surrender, then I protect. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, just chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. And I will help you. So, extremely merciful. And in this verse, we have two problems. Agati, one who doesn't have, one translation is one who doesn't have shelter. Agati, one who doesn't have shelter. Gauranga is ekagati. He's the only shelter. He's the only shelter for somebody who doesn't have shelter. And he is hinartadika sadaka. So this is a very beautiful name. I like this name very much. It means hinarta. Hina means bereft, and artha means valuable. So one possible translation means useless. So he is the one who gives success to those who are useless. Sadaka means one who gives success. Sadaka. He gives siddhi or sadhya, the goal. He gives the goal to hinartha. And another possible, adhika sadaka. He gives, adhika means excessively. He gives success much more than a person deserves. Adhika sadaka. Like a person, like, much, he, whatever lacks, he supplies. Whatever is missing, whatever is not enough, then he supplies. What's this joke? Yeah, the guy complains. Oh, so you save money for a new Porsche car. You save and save and save, and then you buy a chewing gum, and again you have nothing. So, with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's no problem. Whatever you have, he will help. I remember Niranjana Maharaj was telling a story about his friend Pyari Mohan from Hartford, Connecticut, who has a son who was homeschooled, and then when he completed his tests, he sent his tests to the university, and then he was 13, and they were so impressed with his tests and so impressed with his intelligence that they said to Pyari Mohan, so please send him to study in our university. And Pyari Mohan said, well, study in your university costs $80,000 and per year. I don't have that much money. So they say, better as it was, back as it was, just 1 minute ago. Again, some echo has come. Hare Krishna. They said, so Pyari Mohan says, it costs $80,000 per year. I don't have that much money to pay for study. And they said, well, how much can you pay? And he said, well, I think I can pay $4,000 a year.
And they said, okay, you pay 4,000, we will supply the 76,000 and let him study. So whatever is missing, 76,000 is not enough. Okay, we supply that part, and you just give this part and let him study in our university. Just send him to our university. So that's something like, you know, this adhika sadhaka. You know, whatever is missing, Krishna supplies. And in this case, it was 4 against 76. In some of our cases, it can be a different proportion. Whatever it is, he's adhika sadhaka. Whatever is missing, he supplies. He supplies. Hinart adhika sadhaka. If you think that you don't have much advancement or value or qualification, no problem. He is hinarta adhika sadhaka. If you want to approach Krishna, then he will help. Also, it's quite interesting how Krishnaska Raj Goswami says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is vadanyata. He is very magnanimous. He prema bhakti vadanyata. He gives you the highest currency. He gives you the highest currency, which is prema bhakti. And by giving you prema bhakti, everything is possible. So Krishnaska Raj Goswami is writing Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Chaitanya Charitamrita is a very special book. Bhaktisiddhanta ji said that if there is some calamity, God forbid, like some, I think there was some flood when he was speaking about this, I think in Dhaka, in Bangladesh, there was a big flood. So he said, if there is a flood, calamity, earthquake, then you grab the most valuable thing, you grab Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya Charitamrita. And, you know, keep them. If that's too heavy, okay, then keep at least Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. If that is too heavy, then at least keep Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because Chaitanya Charitamrita has everything. It has 800 verses from the Bhagavatam, it has hundreds of verses from the Gita, it has, it's perfect. Even though there are other books like Chaitanya Bhagavat, which has a lot of Leela, Chaitanya Charitamrita has philosophy. And therefore, if we study Chaitanya Charitamrita, we know not only what to do, but also why to do this. And it has very high, beautiful poetry. So this is an incredible book. It's an incredible book. So from every point of view, from the point of view of philosophy, from the point of view of drama, from the point of view of literature, from the point of view of poetry, from the point of view of Sanskrit, of Bengali, every point of view, it's an incredible book. It's totally incredible book. And Krishnaska Raj Goswami, he was 80 years old. It's not easy to write such a book when you are 80 years old. You all know, right? Time is clicking. We all become older, right? Or younger, I don't know. So he several times he says, I don't know if I'm able to finish this. So it's a big challenge to write this book. He has to put everything together in such a beautiful way. He puts together the notes or memories from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life. You know that Raghunath Das Goswami, when everybody left, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world, disappeared, and it's a very mysterious thing, nobody knows how actually he actually disappeared. There are like at least three theories. How did this happen? Very mysterious. So Raghunath Das Goswami was so distraught, he decided, let me go to Vrindavan and just jump from Govardhan. So he came, and the Goswamis and other devotees, they said, well, that's, you know, whether you jump, that's okay, but, you know, you have been with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for 20 years and you have heard all his biography. Before you jump, can you please tell us something about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
So he said, all right, yeah, that's true. Okay, let me tell something. So he started speaking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was, you know, he couldn't stop till evening, you know, he was speaking for hours and hours, and there was, and they said, okay, let's continue tomorrow, okay? So he was speaking for 40 years. It was never over. And he lived for many decades. And Krishnas Karaj Goswami, at the end of each chapter, he offers obeisances, Rupa Raghunatha Pade, at the feet of Sri Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, because he has heard all of this. So he has to put all of this together in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And also, you can see, it's incredible. He's Kaviraj. Kaviraj means a king of poets. King of poets. Yes? Raghunath Das Goswami. The one on the extreme right in the six, on these six. The first from the right. So, he is the king of poets. Therefore, you can see it's interesting how he writes this here. He doesn't say that by his grace I am writing. He says, by his grace this book is being written. By his grace the book is being written. Yeah. Se piše, huh? It's because this is the experience of a devotee, that a devotee will get some special inspiration, some special mercy, and things will oftentimes be happening by Krishna's mercy. Nowadays they call this fancy names, the flow, being in the zone. This is what devotee experiences all the time, that a devotee tries his best. He puts all his sincere effort, but then things happen which are more than we would otherwise expect, or more than would be possible just by our own strength. So this is the magic of devotional service and Krishna's blessings. So this is just the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, and this chapter is called Five Features. So five features are the Panchatattva, Krishna in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, Gadadhar Prabhu, and Shivas Pandit Prabhu. Yeah. Which bring all the aspects of blessings. Yes. Sarup Damodar Goswami, in his notes, he says that Shivas Thakur blesses you with Shudanam, with pure name. He has the power to bless you with the pure name. Advaita Acharya can bless you with a perfect following of Vaidhi Bhakti and Archana and deity worship. And Nityananda Prabhu can bless you with Bhava, loving ecstasy in devotional service, the goal of sadhana. And Gadadhar Prabhu, what did I say? Gadadhar Prabhu with Bhava. Nityananda Prabhu can give you prema, pure love of Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can give you rasa, can give you your personal relationship with Krishna. So five special blessings, five flavors, mercy in five aspects. So very kind from Krishna. So he comes and he brings all the possible mercy to give everybody, to flood the whole world, to flood the whole world with love, with love of Krishna. And we all know, as George Harrison said, all you need is love, right? So, and he explains which love, you know, not just love for tomatoes, for example, or nice homegrown olives or kiwis, but love for Krishna in devotional service. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to invite us to join him in the kirtan.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Yes. And you have also, you have, here you have waves of kirtan. Yes. Not just one wave, but different waves of kirtan. And you also bring some of the waves out into the city for others to experience in Harinam. And we can do different kinds of service for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, asking for him for mercy. So if Krishna is very merciful, extremely merciful, it says he's the best friend of every living entity, and if you know this, Narada Muni says, you know everything. If you know that Krishna is the best friend, Savai Priyatamash Chatma, Krishna is the best Priyatama, the most loving friend of the soul. Savai Priyatamash Chatma, Yatona Bhayam Anvapi. And from him there is nothing to be to fear. Nothing to be afraid of from Krishna. Iti Veda Savai Vidvan. If you know this, you are a great scholar. If you know this, iti vidvan, iti vedasa vidvan, yo vidvan sa gurur hari. And when you know this, you're a great scholar, so much great that you are actually a guru. And you are actually always with Krishna. So just this one thing. You know, we have long curriculum and this is a short curriculum. If you want it, you know, in one step, this is one step. One step, you just know one thing, past. This is one thing. If you know this, you know everything. Nothing else to know. So that's Krishna. So what about Gauranga? So how much kinder Gauranga is? He just goes around and he looks to give his mercy. Just looks for some interest. When he comes to Varanasi, we hear that he had a problem, that he says, I came, there were no customers. Nobody wanted to buy my goods. So I had to go away. He took all his goods. What were his goods? What was he selling? He was selling Krishna Prema. Krishna Prema. And then he went to Vrindavan. Then on the way back, he comes back again through Varanasi. And then Tapan Mishra, he says, okay, let's arrange a meeting with Prakashananda Saraswati and other great sannyasis. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu finally agrees. And he comes to their meeting and then he sits very humbly near the entrance and he just starts shining. He simply starts shining. So this is obviously a very good preaching technique. So if you can do this, please do. It's we are famous for this. Yes, Manidhar Prabhu says that even in the 70s, when in Germany they had this old police, not the new nice friendly police like nowadays, but the old stereotype German police. So they were still unfriendly to devotees at that time. They were trying to arrest devotees for distributing books and preaching. So devotees were dressing in, they were coming dressed as normal, in normal clothes. So they had a special instruction how to recognize a Hare Krishna devotee. And it was said that, okay, how do you recognize? Okay, they have tilak, they have dhoti. But if they don't have tilak or don't have dhoti, then they are shining. So you can imagine, you know, this old type German policeman, you know, is checking, okay, are you shining? Okay. Oh, you are shining, okay, come here. What are you doing? So today you have a chance, we go for Harinam, you can shine at least a little, you know, just a little. Why did I start speaking about this?
So devotees shining.
Radha was shining.
Yeah, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, yes. So then Prakashananda, all the... Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he shines, then this is the whole Brahmajyoti is there. And the Mayavadis were very attracted. This is their goal. This is what they like. So they immediately accept, oh, this is a very nice sannyasi. Yeah, this is good. So they invited him in, and Prakashananda said, okay, we see that you are from our school, but why don't you study Vedanta? And why do you just dance and sing? Sannyasis don't dance and sing. They study Vedanta. That's what they do. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first he said, well, I'm a fool. My guru told me I'm a fool, and I should just chant the holy names. And then I started chanting, and I went mad. Sorry, what to do, I started chanting, and I became crazy, So Prakashananda, said, that's very fortunate, that's very nice, yes, that's love of God, that's very fortunate, yeah, okay, that's good. But still, what's wrong with Vedanta? So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he goes on and presents a smashing commentary on Vedanta. He says, well, I feel a little uncomfortable speaking about this because I have a slightly different view than you have. And I said, well, just go on, just say, just say it, okay, that's okay, we'll hear, okay. And well, this, this your presentation is very strange. It's a completely stupid presentation. Vedanta is so direct. It just says, Supreme, God, Absolute, Source of Everything. Very clear. And you cover it with some strange explanations. So then they say, well, that's true. Indeed. What do you say? Looks, sounds very correct, very straight. Yeah? Hmm. Well, it's just a tradition, we are part of the tradition, but yeah, what you say is nice. So then he says, well, you just chant the names of Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And they chant until today. If you go there to Varanasi, I have been there, this Veni Madhava temple, still, you have like 12 Mayavadi sannyasis sitting in. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. They sit and chant. Not all of them quite understand why. But they do. Because still, 500 years passed and they still chant. That's nice. And they get benefit, definitely. But we also need to understand, have the proper understanding why we chant. So, that's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. So he says that in Varanasi he didn't have the customers. What is a customer? It's not somebody who is ready to pay. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so kind that he is ready to give just for interest. Your slight interest. If you are just interested a little bit, he considers that's enough. I can give you the goods. I can give you the treasures. If you simply are interested. So that's how Prabhupada sometimes translates Shraddha. Slight interest. Yeah, maybe there is something there. It could be not bad. Krishna sounds intriguing. That's something interesting. What is it about? Yeah? Bas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, come, I will give. And he's ready. Even theoretical admittance. Maybe, yeah, what if Krishna actually is there? Boss, something happens. Even theoretical, except even having a concept of Krishna changes our heart. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives special mercy to us. So, that in the market of the holy name, Namahatta, there are different coins. So the good coin is Prema. That's a golden coin. But if you have silver coin of Bhava, that's also good. However, even if so, for Bhava you can buy like everything practically. Then but Bhava is rare. Let's face it, that's rare. It's said in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it's sudurlabha, very rare. Why? Because to get Bhava, you need asakti. What is asakti? Asakti means eagerness, great eagerness.
if you have great eagerness, have you ever been invited to a lunch and warned? They warned you, please don't eat before you come. Did they ever tell you like this? Yeah? Why? Because, you know, if you are hungry, I mean, if you are already completely filled, then they give you a cake and you say, You cannot eat much, right? But if you are hungry, you know, they give you a dry chapati. You say, so nice. Oh, wonderful chapati. So tasty. So appetite or hunger or eagerness increases taste. In fact, Yoga Sutra says that just following the yama of tapasya, performing austerities, sharpens your senses. Yeah. Like if you are hungry, you can feel kachoris being baked 3 buildings away in Radha Govinda. What is it? Ah, kachoris. So bhava naturally will come when there is asakti. So bhava is ecstasy. It comes when one has 3 desires, 3 tastes. Ruchi bhis chitta masrinya. The heart becomes like butter. Masrinya, like butter. By 3 tastes. What are the 3 tastes? 3 tastes is anukulya, the desire to make Krishna happy. Then soharda, desire to have heart-to-heart friendly exchange with Krishna. And prapti, and desire, prapti vilash, desire, strong desire to approach, to attain Krishna. So these 3 desires, Krishna fulfills these 3 desires, and therefore you are in ecstasy. If you don't have these desires, even Krishna fulfills them, you feel nothing. Okay. Yeah, good. So we need desires to get ecstasy. So therefore, asakti is the it's quarter of 1 rupee, of golden rupee, and for that you can buy the name which which reveals to you Leela. You chant Hare Krishna, and you see Radha and Krishna on a swing, for example. Or Hare Rama, Hare Rama, and you see Krishna and Balaram going to the forest with the cows. It starts flowing. The Leela is revealed. You see everything as you chant at Asakti. You can buy for Asakti, for this desire, you can buy name Leela Yukta Nama. And then, this is in Gudruma Kalpatari. If you don't have that, if you at least have Ruchi, if you at least have taste, even that is enough to buy Guna Yukta Nama, the name which reveals to you the qualities of Krishna. So you chant Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, and you think, Krishna is so beautiful. Rama, Rama, Krishna is so friendly. Hare Hare, Krishna is so humorous. So you it strikes you, Krishna is amazing. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare. But even if you don't have that, you can at least have 2 paisa. So 2 paisa is nishta. That's rupa yukta nama. For that you can buy name which reveals you the form of Krishna. You chant Hare Krishna, and you think, Krishna is so beautiful, incredible. You know, you can say that his eyes are like lotus petals. You can say that his body is shyam like a blue lotus. You can say that his dhoti is golden like a golden lightning, but it's nothing. These words don't do justice to what you see. It's so much more beautiful. Krishna, you cannot express this in words. The words are useless, actually, almost, without Krishna's mercy. So he revealed this. So that's nishta. Nishta, if you are fixed in bhakti, gives you rupa yukta nama. And what to do if you don't have nishta, if you still have anartas? No, 1 or 2, some of us, maybe. Mm-hmm. Half, maybe, shadow, some. What to do? Well, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you can take a smaller coin What is the minimum coin for which you can buy already pure name, Shuddha Nam? At least you can meet Krishna in the name, in the sound. So what's the smallest coin? The smallest coin, Shraddha Mulya Shuddha Nama. The smallest coin is faith. Faith. And if somebody comes with false money, counterfeit money, yeah, he says, yes, yes, Krishna is there. Yeah, nice. But I want liberation. I want wealth, name, fame, glory, distinction. What else? What else do you want? Whatever we want, yeah? Whatever except love for Krishna. Then they give you the shadow of the name. The shadow of the name. So in this material world, the shadow is nothing much. If you come for breakfast downstairs and they bring a, puri, and then they, you know, do a shadow. Okay, here's a shadow. Please, well. You know, it cannot be quite, doesn't help much. But because this is Namabhas, this is the shadow of the holy name, it can give you everything up to the gate of Vaikuntha. It's so powerful. Still, it's something that can purify us. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very merciful. He is, so even for Shraddha, he gives Shuddhanam. He can give Shuddhanam, pure name. So that means that if you can at least scrap together one piece of Shraddha, one paisa, one cent, one... what was it? What did we have here? When we have tolar, and in tolar we had 100 what? Stotine. Stotine, yeah? Yeah, so one stotina, one little coin of faith, just faith in Krishna and the name and bhakti. Then already we can at least hear one time Krishna. No, that Krishna. No, that's also not. Krishna. No, still, wait. Just wait. Krishna. Krishna. Help me. Krishna. With faith. That Krishna is friend and bhakti is the process. Krishna. Krishna. Oh, yes. This. Bas. All finished. And then one more time. Again. Krishna is the friend and bhakti is the process. Krishna. Bas. Sweet process. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama.
Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Any points, comments, questions? Or Guy Prabhu?
Thank you for a very nice verse.
It's not really my verse.
But for your vision, so simple and so beautiful. And for us in the beginning, unbelievable.
The whole Chaitanya Charitamrita is like that.
Fight. I mean, even Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, like,
to die in a dignified way is rare. Usually death doesn't look very dignified. The majority of people, pass stool, urine, whatever. It doesn't look dignified at all. So even to die is rare in a dignified way. And we all need, this is what Prabhupada says, we are all helpless. We are all helpless. We all need to die, and we don't know how dignified it's going to be. So of course we try to help. For example, this was very nice how some devotees were helped here to leave this world. That's wonderful. We try to help, give them some Krishna Kirtan, Krishna Katha when they pass. But still, we are rather helpless when we die. So, obviously I don't know the exact circumstance you mean, but you have in mind. But all of us will have to lose some kind of dignity or other. That's always there. So, we do the best to do our duty. We do the best to actually behave with dignity in our duty towards Krishna and also in the society, to the best of our ability. But then, whether we can have this dignity or not, it's not up to us. We cannot control this. This is beyond our control. So the best you can do is do the best to be dignified. In some cases, it's even actually recommended to correct misconceptions and say, no, this is not what I did. No, this is not what happened. That's what happened. And still, we can say, but whether people will take or believe or hear, is beyond our control. It's actually beyond our control. So we need to place our hopes. Agati ekagatim. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the only shelter. He's the only shelter. And in fact, all of us, we don't have any other shelter. He's ekagati. Nothing else is a shelter. What is glory? There were so many glorious people. Then something terrible comes out about these people.
But why dignity is complete garbage?
No, it's not complete garbage. But it's the point is that it's there is no shelter in the material world. In terms of material things, nothing is a shelter. So we may have to fight. We may have to fight. It's in most cases, this is our duty. So this is the difficulty with yoga, because it's paradoxical. Because we think that either I fight or I don't fight. Yes, or I do or I don't do. But yoga means that we fight, but we do not...
we are not greedy for the victory.
We are not greedy for the victory. We are ready to accept whatever outcome comes. We do the best. We do the best. But inside we say, okay, victory is yours, Krishna. This is for you. The result is for you. So I will do my best and the result is for you. And oftentimes this is also the most dignified way to live when we do like this, right? Because if somebody is simply eager to be glorious, it doesn't really, or is very eager to get respect, it doesn't really strike as something dignified.
It's
humiliating to the person. So if you, at least inside, if there is something to be corrected, you correct, but then inside you are surrendered. Anyway, what can, it's thing, world, I'm not the controller, world is beyond my control. I do my best to be pure, to be honest, to do my duties, and if possible, correct misconceptions, if necessary, but at the end, ultimately, it's all in Krishna's hands. He's the only ekagati. Agati ekagati. He's the only shelter for everybody. So that's the best... again, this is the only policy. This is the only policy. So when we are able to surrender, then this is the... And, everybody is going to be robbed of some dignity or other. Like death. Death. Death will take away some dignity,
At some point, this is not our worries, dignity, at some level, of course, probably.
Yeah, it sounds...
Not worried anymore about
theoretically, that's yes. Yeah. Like I can say that, yes, we are not the body, we are not the body, we are not the body. And then my knee stops working, you know. And I think, oh my God, you know. I used to chant sitting in the lotus position, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare, and now I cannot even, you know, sit in Sukhasana. Ah, life is finished. So, it may take some adjustment and some work to surrender to whatever conditions are developing in our lives, in the world, and wherever, to just take shelter in Krishna, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the spiritual life. Sometimes I like to quote Carl Gustav Jung. Prabhupada, in his dialectical spiritualism, says so far he's the best, yeah, out of what, 40 different philosophers, he says he's the best, because he's quite close to correct philosophy. So he said something that before 40, the cause of neurosis very often is refusal to take responsibility and live life. But after 40, the cause of mental disturbances very often is refusal to accept that we are dying. We are dying. So, dear Prabhus, congratulations, we are dying. Only devotees will say, Hari Bol, Jai! Yes, true. Birth, death, old age and disease. Yeah, we know it. So that's one element of knowledge Prabhupada mentions in today's purport. If you know this, you know something. And you just use it to surrender to Krishna. Take shelter in Krishna. Seek shelter. Approach Krishna for shelter. We hope so. But he may use different kinds of techniques, yeah, to help us to surrender. He may not even intend, he doesn't intend to actually give trouble, but sometimes we are stuck, so he may have to use some different ways to help us move further. Is it okay? Any more points? Yes?
What can one do if he loses taste of Chinese?
Yes, what should one do if one commits, loses taste? What should one do if one loses taste in food? Has no taste for food. What should one do?
Stop.
To death? Well, there are people who are sick. Yes, they don't have appetite and taste, and then the doctors or the mother will come and say, eat a little bit, just something, you know, just some, you know, apple puree, you know, ground apple or something, eat a little, you need some. Actually, now they come to the conclusion that with every disease you need some more or less nourishment. So the same with losing taste. We may lose some taste, but we prove to Krishna our devotion by continuing our service. That's the main thing, continue. Because maybe some taste, like in the beginning, all of us will have some taste which is on the mental platform, sometimes even sensory platform. We come and it smells so interesting, you know, the incense. Oh, nice. And, it looks so interesting. Everything is so exotic. And it's a sensory taste. It will pass within weeks or months. Then mental taste. Oh, that's, the devotees are smiling. Very nice. So it will pass. This type of taste will pass. And to develop deeper taste, this is a taste which is not depending on any external conditions. So that comes from being steady, continuing, we continue. And even Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says in his Madhurya Kadambini, that sometimes a person commits an offense and he loses taste. It's like a person who offends the master, and the master turns away and neglects this person, doesn't look at this person. But if the person just continues, then time will pass and the master again will show mercy. So we don't go away, we don't stop, we continue, we do service. Like, you know, it's not about me enjoying it, it's about me serving Krishna. And pleasure or happiness is the secondary effect of devotional service. All these awards like happiness and freedom and all the blessings, they are indirect. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur calls them unsought, the ones you are not seeking, the ones you are not aiming at, the effects you are not aiming at. There are many things that they come when you do not try to get them. But if you try to get them, you cannot get them. If you try to get it, it's very practical, you cannot get it. But if you focus on serving Krishna, then these things will sneak upon you. They will come anyway. So we say, thank you, Krishna. You know, thank you for helping me go deeper. Thank you for helping me to prove that I really want to serve you. Thank you for helping me to prove that my devotional service is not motivated. It's for you. It's not for me. It's for you. And then we do this, and then we get some deeper taste. Okay? All right. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Shri Panchatattva ki jai. Nidai Gaura Brahmanande. Panchakalpa Tarubhyascha. Kripa Sindhubhyeva cha.
Okay. Go!